To whom shall I confess? June 11. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. My dear sister, there are some things that are to be confessed to God alone. If you have wronged a brother or a sister, you have the light given you in the Word. If thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath ought against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. If your sin is between you and God, you need not give publicity to it, but confess it to God. Often poor, weak mortals act very unadvisedly in the matter of confessing their sins to human beings. I advise you to take your case to the Lord Jesus in prayer. Believe that He hears you, and that when you confess your sins and repent, and walk humbly with God, you will find pardon. Act like one whom the Lord has corrected in order to purify and save you. Never give up your faith and hope in God. Cling to the promises. Do not trust in your feelings, but in the naked Word of God. Believe the assurances of the Lord. Take your stand upon the plain, thus saith the Lord, and rest there, feeling or no feeling. Faith is not always followed by feelings of ecstasy, but hope thou in God. Trust fully in Him. My sister, trust in the Lord as a little child trusts its earthly parent. Cling to the Savior. Let nothing separate your soul from God. For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Look for mercies, expect mercies. Look continually for blessings. See them, acknowledge them, and do not complain, do not fret. Do not cast blame upon God, but say, O Lord, I do believe, though I am a sinner, and because I am a sinner, I believe in Thee with all my heart. Thou art the truth, and Thy word I believe. What is religion? It is the conformity of the whole being to the will of God. If any man will come after me, Christ said, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. You need an intelligent belief in the Word of God. This Word is our rule of action. You are not to stand long, saying, what must I do? The first question with you is, what must I believe? Right believing means right doing. Christ gave His life to make it possible for you to be a partaker of the divine nature. Remember that the Lord will bless all who put their trust in Him. Your sister, Ellen G. White. To a discouraged church member,